Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I save hot takes for the important issues.
Uh-oh.
Doug Karsh with a hot take.
Uh-oh.
That uniform last night should be the Pistons' permanent uniform.
Whoa!
There you go. Important issues.
It looked great on TV.
I love that uniform. That City Connect uniform. I want to see a white version now with like the Holman Road. I'd like to see one that the primary color is white.
He has to turn it into a racial issue, doesn't he? God. Just kidding.
I'm not moving off this position. Pistons, make this your permanent uniform. That uniform looks spectacular. I love it.
It looks spectacular.
And you know what's funny, Stoney, is I saw them warming up, and I'm like, I kind of like this. And I went to the gift shop, and I'm like, I'm not going to buy a basketball jersey. But I was looking at it, and I'm like, I love this uniform. The problem is, given their lineup, they're going to get smoked tonight, and everyone's going to hate the uniform because that's what happens when you wear an alternate uniform and you play a game and you don't play well. Then they went out and won. And
so you went right back into the team store and bought a Paul Reed jersey.
best Piston uniform I have ever seen. I like it even more so than the red, white, and blues. And my wife, who is a giant back in the day to the Bad Boys, she took umbrage. She wants the traditional red, white, and blue jersey. I'm like, nope, this is it. This is the best looking Piston uniform I've ever seen.
I agree with your wife, but this should be used more than they're going to use it probably.
Best Piston uniform I've ever seen.
You know what other ones I like? I like the cream one they had last year. I like those uniforms. They were sweet. Yeah.
Kang?
You want to overhaul the entire color scheme. It's one thing to change the logo or do this and that, add or take away. So you want the red, white, and blue gone.
He wants the basketball that says Detroit Pistons. You want that gone too?
Not necessarily.
Because the logo for those uniforms was more the horse. It's like when I put the game on TV and they have the logos, I thought it was like they must be making a mistake. It looked like the Orlando Magic logo for a second.
Stoney, I would argue you'll get used to it.
Yeah, probably.
That should be the Pistons' permanent uniform. I'm not moving off this position. This is it. I'm planting the flag, and this should be the Pistons' absolute permanent uniform. I love that uniform.
Well, Evan and I will be talking to Luke Walton after the show for our Restore the Floor podcast. We'll ask him about that.
Please do. This is an important issue.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Who's with me? Is there anybody with me? Let's make a groundswell. This is going to be a grassroots movement. Make this the permanent Piston uniform. It's fantastic. DJ in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, DJ.
Doug, what up, though? Godfather, Stoney, how you doing, man?
Good, DJ. What's happening, buddy?
You got it. I want to kind of revert back and kind of go off script real quick, man, with something you just said. You are absolutely 1,000% correct that OKC, with all them picks and stuff, is on the verge of a dynasty. But the good part about it, Godfather Stoney, is the NBA is full of crap, and they'll cheat. And the Oklahoma City Thunder can have every ball and every right to get the first pick, but the NBA will sit there and come up with some cockamamie excuse to give the team with the lowest amount of balls, who they want to have the number one pick and the best player. So that's the only grace that I got, is that at the end of the day, the NBA will throw the rock and have the hand cheat like they did the Pistons with Wimby and like they did with Orlando and Shaq and Chris Webber. That's all I wanted to throw in there. I know that's off script, but I was listening to you, Stoney. The NBA will cheat.
Okay.
They will make sure the team get loaded who they want to get loaded.
I do believe in the frozen envelope with Patrick Ewing, but let me ask you this question there, DJ. Since you brought up the Wimby thing, why would it be in the league's best interest to have Victor Wembanyama in San Antonio more than Detroit? That makes no sense to me.
Yes, it does, Stoney.
Why?
Hey, Stoney. It was the parting gift to Pop. It was the parting gift. You helped the Olympic basketball. This is your honorary. We're going to send you off into the sunset with Wembanyama. That's exactly what that was.
You were the head coach of the United States of America, so we're going to give you another foreigner.
I forgot about that. And let's be honest. Popovich was the one who brought Ginobili and Tony Parker and a lot of those people to the forefront. So they gave him Wembanyama. I believe that 1,000%.
No, San Antonio is one of the smallest markets in the league.
Yeah, DJ, I think this is a stretch, and I think you can do it for every lottery pick. Yes. You can come up with some theory as to why that team was given that player.
Yeah, why did we get Cade?
Hey, Doug, seriously, man. You don't think, just a little bit, Doug, somewhere in there, you don't think it'd be a little secret meetings going on in them rooms, man, like how conveniently the Mavericks trade Luka, we're going to give you Cooper Flat. You get it? Like, come on, man. Like, they do it too much for it just to be a coincidence.
Well, no, I don't think that
happened. People in there watching the ping pong ball combinations.
I mean, I get that people do stupid things. Kang reminds me of that all the time. But I don't think these people would risk fraud in federal prison to fix lotteries.
Chauncey Bill, that's all I'm going to say. You guys have a good day.
People do dumb stuff. People do dumb stuff.
I can't believe DJ's been listening that long, because he should know, Doug. He should know you by now. That I don't buy this stuff. Even though it's true, I agree with you, DJ.
It's not true. Come on, guys.
San Antonio? The NBA?
Come on.
If Victor would have gone to New York or something, I would maybe go along with it.
You've been watching the league forever. It's rigged.
Okay, but not San Antonio.
There's something we don't see here, that's all.
Well, I mean, we don't see it because they do it behind closed doors, but there's witnesses there. Yeah. Do they swear all those people to secrecy? Hey, we're fixing this thing. And we'd like you to, the attorneys that are in this room, we'd like you to keep it quiet. The other owners in the room, hey, we're screwing your organization over, but we want you to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
Josh in Livonia says, last night was the going to whom Pistons. Pistons equal hoops of whom, cousins of Legion of whom on the Lions. That's from Dave in Royal Oak. Pistons, the win last night was amazing. They basically beat Chicago with bench players. Go Pistons. This Piston team is very likable. They're talented. They're unselfish. They're tough. It's from an unnamed texter.
Actually, a conspiracy theory. They did this on purpose so people would fall in love with some of the players so they'd go spend their money and watch the Crews play.
Is that what it is? That's your conspiracy?
Yeah.
Doug, your wife is wrong. Stick to your guns. The uniforms are great. Get a divorce. That's from Scott and Carlton.
I like that logic. It makes a lot of sense.
This is the grounds for divorce?
Yes. I mean, he connected the dots for you, Doug.
This should be the Piston permanent uniform. The phones have exploded with support so much that we can't even get the callers on the air. That's how much support I've got. Oh, wait. Last night's game mattered. At a minimum, it was another feather in the Jenkins cap. You guys brought up the proposed trade for marketing yesterday. Last night's game goes a little bit to maybe Langdon feeling more comfortable to make a big move for a player like marketing. Well, one of the players that people wanted to protect was Ron Holland, and Ron Holland had some struggles last night.
Yeah, I know.
It's incredible how you can credit the Lions for next man up mentality like they're the only team in town. The Pistons showed the culture is changing.
No, that's what we said.
Is this?
Do these people listen?
This is like the opposite of what we've been saying.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Last night's win was significant in so many ways. You have to believe in your team because there are going to be nights the core doesn't have it. We showed some real grit. Look, the word gets overused, right? I mean, it seems applicable to so many different Detroit team situations, but it just means that you play with a toughness and you play with you feel like you're inevitable. Your team is inevitable. They're eventually going to come through. If you think you're going to see down the road the best move, I think you're going to see down the road the best move they made was signing Caris LeVert. He's the scoring we need on the second team. That's from Chuck in Jacksonville. It's an interesting take.
Mm-hmm.
Caris is such a interesting player to watch play because he has such a unique body. He's so long. He's got incredible length.
Well, I think the
I work with children.
You're really taking over for Gator today.
Yeah, right.
The LeVert signing, though, is significant because when they lost Schroeder and Beasley and the other bench guys, people were a little worried about, like, you know, what's going to happen with the second unit. And now we're on the third unit, I think it feels like, and they're still winning games.
Hey, let's see how we do in the finals. I'll take coming out of the East all day, every day.
Yeah.
They got a legit shot to get out of the East. I mean, it's hard to argue against. They were there last year. It took a team in New York right to the edge of eliminating them. They didn't do it, but
no. Well, it was 2-2, right? That was.
Yeah, but I mean, there wasn't much to choose between those two teams.
It was a close series, no doubt about it.
Marlon Wall Lake says, "I love what the Pistons are doing, and it's a full credit to JB for what he has done. He should have won Coach of the Year last year, and by God, if he doesn't win it this year, the NBA should be under investigation." Well, we're 12 games in, so yeah. I wouldn't start calling for investigations just yet.
No.
All right, straight ahead, we open up the big old tub of pretzels for the question of the day.
Ooh.
Stoney's in for this, which could be
I don't even know what the question is.
No, we never know what the question is, but I expect it to be awkward and uncomfortable.
Beautiful.
That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Doug Hirsch. Mike Stone is in for Gator. Let's go to Dwayne. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dwayne.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Dwayne.
Good, Dwayne.
Great. I want to talk about the Pistons game last night. So when I first turned it on, Cade and Dern weren't playing. I'm like, is this going to be a good game? And then I started watching it, and it was great seeing the reserves rally and win. And I think what got me in that mindset is watching the Pistons do it, watching Dan Campbell and Calvin Shepard put together a defense of guys who were working at Home Depot. And, it kind of gave me that kind of feeling, like how Dan always talks about it. It's not just the starters. It's the practice squad. It's everybody. We're going to need you. And I kind of noticed that kind of spirit with the Pistons.
There's some truth in what you're saying. Look, I think that we have spent a lot of time. You always talk about the starters and the high-end players, but we always say you got to pay attention who's on the practice squad because those guys are going to make plays for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be needed as it pertains to the NFL. Now with the Pistons,
right.
Like they've had to use guys that are on the team that we never thought we'd see play significant minutes, and they led them to victory last night.
Right, and usually you don't find that in basketball.
Yeah, we had NFL-level injuries on the Pistons last night.
Felt like it.
You're right.
Found a way. All right, let's get to the big old tub of pretzels. The big old tub of pretzels question of the day. These are typically non-sports, but not always non-sports. Many are submitted by the listening audience.
I'm scared.
And we would love to get your questions. Anything. It could be about anything. Life, issues with the significant other, the kids. Debate you have with your friends, text them over right now at 248-539-9797. We have a giant old tub of pretzels that has been empty for years, but we always just fold these questions up and put them in there. And it leads to the big old tub of pretzels question of the day, which is usually about five questions. But are we ready?
So this is Stoney's first shot at this, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I am equal parts excited and nervous.
Yep.
About how Stoney's
going
to
totally understand.
This. Okay, here we go, guys. Question number one. What percentage of guys do you think moisturize their face? I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, Stoney, go first, please.
I'm not going to say what I really
I
want.
Just, yes. Don't say what you really want. No. Maybe, Doug, you go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stoney, you think about it. So... my wife bought some like moisturizer for me.
Okay, cool. Like for men?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't used it once.
No.
No. It's been sitting there in the bathroom forever staring me down. And I'm like, do I need this? She's trying to say something. She's sending a message.
Do you wash your face?
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, other than like a shower, like do you like, you know, before you go to bed, you brush your teeth, wash your face?
Oh, actually, I don't do that.
Oh, okay. No. Just when you shower.
I just shower in the morning. I wash my face occasionally during the day if there's ever a reason, but I do not use moisturizer. But the question is, what percentage of men? 5%.
Wow. Very low in your book.
Okay. I'm going to say there is a, without getting too specific, there is a demographic of men that use moisturizer more than others.
Wait, are you just saying black dudes get ashy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, you can say that.
Okay, I just want to make...
You can say that. I live with Rico. I learned.
Okay. So I'm going to say 25%.
Okay. Interesting.
I think it is closer to what Stoney said. I honestly think it's about 20 to 25% as well. I agree. And I wash my face every night.
So I
mean, yeah, so.
Don't you do something weird with your toothbrush?
No, it was the directions on the back said you had to brush your teeth in quadrants. I thought that was weird, but I'm like, okay. You. I kind
directions
of,
on a toothbrush.
Yeah, well, it's an electrical toothbrush. And that's why. But I'm with you, Doug. I usually just go all over the place with my toothbrush. But as far as percentage of men that moisturize their face, I think it's like 25% nowadays. I think it's going.
I think
and
you
it's
might
only
be
getting
right.
More.
Yeah, I might have just spoke on behalf of white dudes.
Doug, why do white guys not get ashy? What's up with that, man? You guys don't have dry skin?
I got some American Indian blood in me. I don't know if that impacts anything.
All right, next question. All right, you have to add at least 6 inches to your legs or your arm length, but that means you subtract 6 inches from your legs or your arm length. Which way are you going here, guys? You're going to look awkward no matter what. Okay.
I'm thinking about it. You're Doug's even taller than I am.
So I'm going to be shorter.
I'm either going to be 6'7" with like really small arms.
Yes.
Or have like Tayshaun Prince arms.
Yeah.
But be about 5'10", I guess.
My first thought was, which makes me a better basketball player?
Yes.
I think 6'10" with the short arm.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, it'd be 6'10" with short arms. Really uncomfortably short arms.
Well, and if I was, 6'7" or whatever, okay, shorter arms means I can't play offensive line because I'd be downgraded in the combine.
Who was the dude? Wasn't there a guy a couple of years ago from LSU, a tackle that had really short arms?
Will Campbell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's doing pretty damn good.
A guy with freakishly short arms.
Didn't they say Hutchinson had short arms? That's why he didn't get drafted number one overall?
Maybe. I don't remember that, but sure.
I think I'd go for the height.
I think I'd go for the height too, but I don't like
so
this
going
question.
With the legs?
I think either way. What would you do?
Hey man, I'm short. I'll take any height I can possibly get at this point. Chop off my arms for 2 more inches. All right, here we go. When you run into someone you know but you don't talk to them on a regular basis at a grocery store, how long are you supposed to stop and talk to them? How many minutes are we talking here?
Oh, that's such a great question. What is my time commitment to this interaction?
Oh, you know them, but you don't talk on a regular basis.
It depends if I like the person or not.
I'm assuming you do.
Yeah. To
keep it from being awkward, you can't. There has to be at least a couple of questions.
Yes.
How are the kids?
Yeah.
Things going well?
And you?
I was just thinking about you the other day.
And you hope that he or she says, I got to go get something on aisle 3. So you don't want to be the jerk who leaves the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. If somebody's in a hurry and wants to bring a conversation with me to an end, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not offended.
I don't need their cart following my cart down the aisle, though, to talk.
It also depends. Honestly, this depends on where you are in your life. I'm an empty nester now. I could talk to somebody for an hour in the grocery store.
So the next question is, how do you end this conversation with Doug Karsh if you run into him and you haven't seen him in a while?
Seriously,
how
man.
How do you end a conversation?
There was
at
a time
point?
Where it would be with the kids and all we were doing. I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Cool. Hey, I got a boogie. Sorry.
How do you end the conversation with Doug? You just tell him, hey, listen, I'm not going to treat you with respect. I just leave.
Oh, I would do it. That would bring it to a quick.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Doug doesn't like that.
No, I know.
What do you think the answer is, Kang?
Oh, man, it's a tough
five
one.
5 minutes.
Yeah, but how do you get
five
out of it?
5 minutes is
then?
A long time.
Yeah, it is. I think it's longer than what you realize
you're right.
When you're in the middle of the, you know, cantaloupe aisle.
It also depends on the conversation, what they're talking about.
But you don't want to have a full conversation, right?
No, it depends.
That's for another time. Hey, call me. We'll catch up.
That's a good, yeah.
All right? I'm on to Delhi.
All right, let's get to another one.
All right, one more. Here we go. All right. The best type of pasta noodle is?
Oh, it's spaghetti or linguine. I don't like thick pasta.
So which one? Spaghetti or linguine?
Spaghetti.
Okay. I'm going to have to do... There's... Let me do a quick Google search here. I like...
Oh, because you don't know what it's called exactly?
I don't know what it's called. I apologize.
Cavatelli, penne.
Is it cavatelli? It's Cavatelli.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What is it?
Cavatappi. Cavatappi.
Okay. What's it look like? What's
Cavatappi are like longer, more spiraled elbows that are relatively thick with ridges. Okay, yeah. And the reason I believe this is because we get the HelloFresh meals delivered, and for the first time, we got some cavatappi, and I loved it.
So it like, kind of looks like masticelli?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what any of these things
are called.
Are
the noodles that you make for a masticcioli? Like the one, they're kind of tube, but they got ridges on them?
Is that penne?
Is that penne?
I think so.
That's my favorite, because you got the inside where like sauce can get in there, maybe some, you know, meat or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like,
yeah, right?
And they also have ridges. I'm a big fan of the ridges for some reason.
Collects more sauce.
You know which one I think are so overrated? Like shell pasta. Ugh.
Well, why?
I don't know. I just don't like them.
Does the stuffed pasta count? Like the...
Well, it's got to be empty. I mean, we're just talking the noodle here.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Because like when you can get the pasta with cheese in it.
Oh, yeah. Really good.
See, I don't know my pastas at all. Valenti will do 2 hours trashing me for that later today, but I don't know my pastas at all.
That's how you get out of that conversation at the grocery store. I gotta go look at pasta. It's gonna be a while.
Get some moots.
I don't know the first thing about pasta. I'm over here trying to learn.
Yeah.
And you're here talking to me about your kid's soccer team. Let's do one more. We got time for one more.
All right. Here we go.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries, man. Just got to get my hands dirty again. It's pretzel dust, like 20 years old. All right. How many days in a row could you just eat one hot dog? So, Doug, that's zero.
Yeah, that's easy answer for me.
One hot dog, how many days?
365.
You can eat a hot dog every day of the year?
I could.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to, but if I...
Talk about two extremes.
It's a hot dog. I mean, it's like pizza. I can eat pizza every day. A hot dog? I could have a hot dog every day for lunch.
Would you want to?
No, probably not, right.
But
I could.
But he could.
The fact that he said probably not means that there's a chance he could.
Right. Like, I know I have to go to Costco to get gas today. I might go in there and get that $1.50, hot dog, hot dog and a pop.
What about you? Could you do it?
I love hot dogs as well, Stoney. Probably not as much as you. I'm trying to think, at what day do I feel like I can't? Like, I just don't want to eat a hot dog today. I think 7 days.
I mean, I don't even. I like burgers more than I like hot dogs. Kenny has a roller in his
Kenny.
Own house.
You had a hot dog roller in your living room, so you didn't have to get up off the couch to get a hot dog. How many days in a row could you eat a hot dog?
I think we're looking at this all wrong, boys. I get to eat a hot dog every day? Hell yes.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Kenny's like, how many more days am I going to live?
You're
that
right.
Many days. All right, hey, send your questions over 248-539-9797 for the big old tub of pretzels for the question of the day. Text them to Kang, and he takes the best ones, puts them in the tub, and we answer them about once a week here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Feedback rolling in on the big old tub of pretzels. Just mention the pasta aisle and they'll know that a conversation is over. That's from an unnamed texter. The question was, how long do you talk to a random person that you know and you like, but you haven't seen in a while when you bump into them in the grocery store? Hey, Kang, the pasta used for mostaccioli is called mostaccioli.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
See, I'm only 1/25th Italian, so I just, that hasn't come through for me yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. what else here? Oh, I see they're making fun of me. Did they actually make kale pasta? No, they don't, but they make like chickpea pasta and they make zucchini pasta and they make other kinds of pasta, which you really can't tell. There's a edamame pasta and they're fine. I know that when I say that people scoff. Kang, have you ever tried any of those alternate pastas?
The veggie ones, yeah. Aren't they green in color as well?
Yeah.
I have. It's better than the wheat pasta. I'm not a big fan of wheat pasta. Or gluten-free pasta is terrible for me.
Stoney, do you like any of the other pastas?
I like I said, spaghetti, linguine. I'll eat the other ones that I don't love if it's the only option. But
Gator texted in. He said SpaghettiOs.
I'm telling you, shells, if it's the only thing there, I'll eat it, but I don't like
it. You don't like them, huh?
No.
Mike at South Lyon writes, I love my neighbor. Excuse me, my neighbor. He's so nice, but whenever I'm out landscaping, and he is, we talk about sports or kids' sports for over 45 minutes easy. I do my best to avoid him without saying hi. I never have that kind of time. Regarding moisturizer, what percentage of guys use moisturizer on their face? So funny you asked this question. I've never used face wash or moisturizer, but now I'm about to turn 40 and I'm showing some signs of aging. I use a facial cleanser only in the washer and then use anti-aging moisturizer when I get out of the shower and nighttime moisturizer before bed.
Wait, he said he does something in the washer?
It says I use facial cleanser only in the washer. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, but he go into his washing machine?
I'm trying to figure out what he was trying to say instead of saying washer. I'm using facial cleanser only in the shower.
I wash my face?
Maybe he meant the shower. Yeah, I use a facial cleanser only in the shower.
Yeah.
He wrote washer. Use an anti-aging moisturizer when I get out of the shower and a nighttime moisturizer before bed. He's into it. This is all in. I'm a 30-year-old white guy. I've never moisturized. And I have moisturized my face every day for the past 5 years. My sister is a skin doctor and told me how beneficial it is preventing wrinkles.
This reminds me of a prank we pulled on some kid in college. There was a kid who, and we were in college, who...
Can I stop you right there, Ken? What are the odds this is going to be uncomfortable?
I don't know. What's over 100%?
Anyway, he would use Noxzemo on his face. And this is like 19 years old. He was... Anyway, he wasn't an athletic type of person, put it that way. But he wasn't a bad guy. And then one night, I watched it happen, or I heard about it. It wasn't me. Then when he was in his dorm room, they put some sort of liquid in his Noxzema and never told him.
Do you care that? What kind of
liquid? So somebody took a leak in his Noxzema.
Oh my God. Stoney.
He had no idea.
That's what you get for washing your face.
Right, thank you.
Right?
He still might never know what ever happened.
That's awful. You had nothing to do with this.
No, I did nothing to do with it, but I was...
You heard about it.
No, I was in the vicinity, but I didn't do it.
All right, we should have stopped you.
It could have been worse, put it that way.
Shouldn't Doug use moisturizer on his head after shaving it? So I don't shave my head. I take the clippers, buzz it down. So there's always like a little bit of fur, but very little.
Are you a body wash guy or a bar guy?
Body wash. Well, I actually use both, believe it or not. Okay. I have a bar for certain places and a body wash for others. This has gotten way too personal.
Are you a washcloth guy?
No.
Me neither.
No, never happened. All right. Let's get to...
I'll stop now.
Yeah, let's... This is always the challenge of working with Mike Stone. Yeah. Let's get to the Lions. Lions, 2.5-point underdog at Philly. Are you surprised they're an underdog?
No. They're on the road. They're playing the defending Super Bowl champs who came off a really good win. Their offense didn't look good, but their defense looked great, so I'm not surprised.
Is it a really good win? Because it on paper, it's a really good win.
I know, Packers didn't have
did you
crap.
Listen to Sirianni's press conference yesterday? It got uncomfortable. Like, I felt like they, you know...
Well, uncomfortable because of what we talked about, their fan base and their reporters. They asked tough freaking questions, and the offense has not looked good. I mean, we know all the A.J. Brown stuff. He goes and says that things are, you know, poop shows and things like that. They're questioning whether they're too conservative, but they win.
So, remember when the Pistons said, if it ain't rough, it ain't right? Is that kind of what's going on in Philly? Because A.J. Brown has complained before. He's an emotional guy. He's a guy that wants the football, and he can't, I don't know if he can't help himself or this is just his way to problem solve. I don't know why you'd ever go public with this. It's just not my style. But it feels like a really good football team, a number one seed that's got this environment around it like they're in some sort of crisis, and they're not.
No.
Have they run the football the way they did in the past? No.
No.
Philly's not running the ball the way that they...
Well, part of that, because the Lions aren't either, okay? Now, they've had their really good games, but why isn't Philly running the ball as well as they have? Why? Because something the Lions going... They've had injuries up front.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't see the Lions in the midst of a crisis. I feel like Philly's in the midst of a crisis, and even with the Lions not running it the way they have, Jahmyr Gibbs is averaging 5.4 yards a carry. David Montgomery, 4.5 yards a carry. Saquon Barkley's averaging less than 4 yards per carry. But, you know, again, they continue to win. They got a problem at cornerback. They just traded for two of them at the deadline. One of them looks like he's going to retire, and Jair Alexander, who just can't stay healthy. The other one, Michael Carter, is probably getting prepped to play nickel for them, so they'll move Cooper DeJean back outside. But, you know, the fact is, it's a Philly team that I don't think is in crisis mode, but it feels like it's getting treated like they're in crisis.
Yeah, because of their fan base. And it's style over substance. People want the style. They're not getting the great style. They're not getting the dynamic passing game. They're not running the ball, but their defense is playing pretty damn good. And so, can the Lions win? Absolutely. I mean, I saw what's-his-face on Get Up this morning, Lawan's buddy, Compton. He thinks the Eagles are going to win by double digits. Was it him or somebody said that?
So the Eagles are
The Lions are going to win by double digits on the road.
Really?
And that would be
terrific. Orlovsky? It wasn't Orlovsky?
It was not Orlovsky. I believe it was Compton.
Okay. I mean, look, I suppose then we'd be talking about a crisis.
Right,
I mean,
yes.
if they lose by if the Lions lose by if any team loses this game by double digits,
right?
Out of all of the crisis teams that are like in the mix here, isn't the biggest one Green Bay right now? They can't score.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, Detroit, they're certainly not perfect, but I bet they're happier in Philly than they are. Well, maybe not. I mean, Midwest nice. Maybe they should be happier than Philly than they are in Green Bay.
Right. I heard Ross Tucker on with John and Jim this morning.
Yeah.
And he said going into their next two games, meaning the Eagles, he thought they'd split between Green Bay and Detroit. And now he thinks the Eagles are going to win Sunday in a very close, similar game with a little more scoring than Monday, like 20-17, I think he said.
I could see the game going that direction.
Yeah.
But health plays a role here, too, because we got to see who's going to be in the lineup. We got to go over to this Lions injury report from yesterday.
I know. Oy. Hutchinson's in it, but I think he'll be fine.
We will get to that coming up at 11:46. It is Doug Karsh along with Mike Stone in for Gator, 97.1 The Ticket. If I said 11:26, my apologies. 11:46, we get to the Lions and their injury report, and it is lengthy. Out of practice Wednesday, Brock Wright, ankle injury. Penei Sewell, ankle injury. Sam Laporta, back injury. Kirby Joseph, knee injury. Aiden Hutchinson, elbow injury. Terrion Arnold, concussion. All right, let's start with the tight ends. Brock Wright and Sam Laporta.
Well, I saw they signed somebody off of the practice squad, somebody who was on the team for a brief, Frister, whatever his name was. You know what I'm talking about?
I just, on the Lions website, I don't know who you're talking about, but we often laugh. Oh, I found him. Yeah.
Was I close, Frisker?
Well, yeah, it is. They did sign Frisker off the practice squad. Do you know who's listed as their third tight end right now on their own website?
No.
Kang, do you have any idea who's listed as their third tight end on the Lions website?
Oh, the guy, Delaley, something like that?
Is it Hatton?
Ross Dwelly.
Dwelly, I knew, yeah.
Their third tight end is Ross Dwelly.
He played in the last game. He actually played.
He did.
If Ross Dwelly catches a touchdown, he will answer the question, who's the Lion I've never heard of this week for a lot of people? They did sign Anthony Frisker to the practice squad and released offensive lineman Jack Conley from the practice squad. So I don't know if they're going to have to count on these guys, Dwelly and Frisker, but that's not Laporta and Wright.
Kang, I think Paul Reed could play tight end.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't count out anything after what the Pistons did last night. So, I mean, you hope Laporta and Wright can go. I didn't. It's amazing how many of these injuries pop up a few days after a game, and you had no idea.
Right, like Philly's injury list, they went through a walkthrough, so it's not really complete. They didn't even practice yesterday because they played Monday night.
As far as the secondary, Terrion Arnold concussion, that's a bit of a bummer if he can't go because it feels like Terrion Arnold's turning a corner a little bit.
Yes.
He's had some good games. And
you kind of think this is going to be the game where Philly says, you know what, AJ, let's go prove it.
Especially, right. And at that position, also on the injury report, DJ Reed was limited. He just had his window open up. Yep. I don't know if there's a chance he plays in week one. It seems unlikely.
My guess, I said yesterday, I think, was against Dallas.
Yeah, well, that's not this game. So.
I know.
Yep. No, I hear you. Also in the secondary, Kirby Joseph. I mean, I'm almost getting used to not having Kirby Joseph. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, they unfortunately, you know, have missed Kirby. They had to. They had Brian Branch was shelved with the suspension. So they've done decent though. There, that's the Legion of Whom guys stepping up. Whether it be Thomas Harper or Eric Hallett or somebody.
Right. Even the play where the play that sealed the Viking victory over the Lions, the one really good pass JJ threw to Naylor. I mean, Millett was in really good position.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Other names from the injury report to be aware of, as far as limited practice, Decker was limited. Miles Frazier, Graham Glasgow was limited. I'll be intrigued to see if Frazier actually be activated this week. Along the defensive line, Marcus Davenport was limited, but he is back. His windows open up. Josh Pascal was limited. He's probably closer because his situation was closer to being resolved. You know what was full practice, though? Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's kind of a forgotten guy, contributor, special teams and defense.
Maybe they won't give up long kickoff returns. Him playing special teams.
He is a guy. He and the truth, Sione Vaki, are guys that they like on special teams. So it's been kind of a weird deal. A lot of respect for the Lions special teams and FIP, but
a former Eagle assistant special teams coach going back there, yeah. A little, the revenge tour of Dave Phipp.
win one for the Fipper. Sorry. Joe in Bloomfield, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys. So quick question. Tesla, he has the size of a tight end. Now he only weighs like 215 according to the roster. Why couldn't they look at him at tight end? Not necessarily for this game. I was thinking that weeks ago that he could, because he's not getting a lot of throws at the receiver position right now.
Because of the blocking aspect.
I mean, he's a decent blocker for a receiver, and he does play special teams. But, yeah, I can see that you're in a pinch. But maybe they like Dwelly better.
Yeah, if you're going to ask a tight end to just run routes, then I could see it. But if a tight end, if he at 215 pounds has to block, I would guess here, Joe, that would answer the question.
Yeah. Okay. Just a thought. Thanks, guys.
Now, could he get an expanded role? I feel like Detroit has been waiting for an expanded role for Isaac Tesla. But, you know, I'm not sure it's really – we are really in a place where they're every single week it feels like, yeah, the offense was good, but what about this guy? Or what about that guy? Sometimes the offense hasn't been good.
Well, one of the things that I look forward to in the game Sunday night is that it's going to be Dan Campbell's second game calling the plays this season.
I think that's a big story.
So that can get better. And it was pointed out, and I got to get this up there, make sure I got the correct number. Part of the reason, now granted, Washington's defense is certainly not as good as Philly, especially since, you know, after Payne got thrown out of the game. But 57.4% of the plays the Lions used Sunday against the Commanders used motion at the snap, which is the second highest that they've used all season and the second highest in Dan Campbell's playing tenure going back to when he did it his first year after they fired Anthony Lynn.
So it was interesting. He said something earlier in the year when lack of motion was brought up and that they didn't use as much motion. And if I recall correctly, his answer was, well, we were on the road and that you use the communication and things like motion happens more at home when the crowd is on your side, as opposed to when a crowd's trying to make life difficult. I believe that's what his answer was. Mm-hmm. And so now that Washington game was like a home game.
Right.
This is not going to be like a home
game. No.
So it'll be intriguing to see if, you know, it carries over from last week to this week. But I agree with you. I think one of the big storylines, in fact, the two biggest storylines I have in Detroit here getting ready for this game are A, you know, the injury situation, and B, where are we with, you know, with game two of the Dan Campbell play calling era? Does the arrow continue to point up? Like, does Campbell really have a finger on the pulse of these guys, this offense, the flow? You know, that's the one thing that Jared said to us earlier in the week. He's just got a really good feel for the flow of the offense. And that's not a small thing. It's just an innate ability to know what your guys can get done against a certain defense.
Yeah, I mean, you hope he only gets better, like everything else. By the way, I was reading the Philly Inquirer this morning. Now tell me if maybe I'm missing something. This isn't maybe it's me, but they're talking about the Lions running, and they were give a lot of praise to the Lions in doing this. What the film shows and all this.
Yeah.
He says, the aforementioned great running game has a two-headed tandem, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, who adopted the nicknames Boom and Zoom, respectively.
What?
Did I miss something? When was Gibbs and Montgomery called Boom and Zoom? Sonic and Knuckles? Yes. Boom and Zoom? Did this guy, Devin Jackson of the Philadelphia Inquirer, did he just make this crap up?
What's funny is, I've never heard of that, ever.
Never.
Anybody
says Gibbs, who's tied for third in rushing touchdowns this season, particularly thrived out of the shotgun, the elusive and speedy running back averaging 10 yards per carry on shotgun runs, the highest among qualified runners, according to Next Gen Stats. So this guy's doing really good statistical research. What is he picking out names from the jug of pretzels? The tub of pretzels?
I've never heard anybody refer to the Lions backfield as Boom and Zoom.
Boom and Zoom, right here.
In print. Huh. Just out of curiosity, what had you reading the Philadelphia Inquirer today?
Because I knew we were going to talk about the Eagles-Lions game, so okay. I want to hear what the opposing press has to do.
Fair enough. But you specifically chose the Inquirer because I'm assuming you thought it was credible.
Yeah, it is. It's the only, I guess they have the Daily News.
I mean, there's not, just because you get the opposing team's nicknames wrong, I guess doesn't mean you don't know what you're talking about with your own team.
If I lived at home, I'd get the Inquirer delivered to my house because we live in a city. There's a city that still gets home delivery.
Home delivery of what?
The newspaper.
The what? The
Philadelphia Inquirer.
Is a what?
Yeah, it's a newspaper.
Huh.
You actually read with your hands.
You read with your hands?
Well,
it's Braille?
You hold the paper. You don't need a tablet. You don't need a phone.
Breaking news, Philadelphia Inquirer, all Braille.
Yeah. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they're going all digital shortly.
Well, isn't just about everybody?
No.
Isn't everybody just about all digital?
No, most of them, like the Free Press has, they print it every day. Yeah, I get it delivered at home 3 days a week.
You do?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I could go on. That's another tangent for me. The Free Press on Sunday, I used to like reading the Sunday paper. We sat down.
It was a lot. The Sunday paper was a lot.
And on the sports section on Sunday, the Free Press used to have this thing called The Blitz, which would wrap up, recap, especially if they were earlier games, Michigan and Michigan State. They'd have, the bigger game on the front side, the other on this back side.
Yeah.
Now, because they've changed printing presses in Cincinnati, even the 12 o'clock games, there's no college blitz anymore because you can't get the games in the paper. So you have to go on your online if you want to read about it.
Well, I hope you persevere, Stoney.
I do persevere.
Good. Carson Anderson, we got to get into what Scott Boras said yesterday.
Yes.
If you missed this. This is the agent for Tarek Skubal. Congratulations, Tarek. Back-to-back Cy Youngs in a stunning announcement yesterday. But we'll get to what Boras had to say at 12:05 because it was weird. The Carstoney and for Gator, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.